I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast.
As a naive teenager from Karnataka, Neetu struggles with exploring, discovering and acknowledging her sexual inclinations. She understands her responsibilities and the family's expectations from her. And once relieved of all of it, she finally decides to come out. Firstly to her closest circle and then to the entire world. Welcome to Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe. In today's episode of Hear Me Out, I am joined by a very special guest, Neetu RS. At a very young age, Neetu stepped into the entrepreneurship by firstly opening a beauty parlor, and now she is a proud owner of a tattoo studio as well as a restaurant. Along with winning prestigious title of Miss Trans Queen India 2019, Neetu also went on to represent the country on international level. Neetu, first of all, thank you so much for taking out some time from your hectic work-life schedule and talking to us.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be a part of your show.
Thank you. So how are you, Neetu? What's up in life? What is happening these days?
All good. Like after COVID, like it was a very hard journey, but we made it into happen now. And things are changing and yeah, it's good going.
Nice. Neetu, would you like to share your story with our listeners? How did you get into modeling and acting and just your entire story?
Okay, when I was in my school time, like I was literally feeling like I'm not real. Like, so I used to make a difference. So while seeing people, so I used to get confused. Like, why I'm doing like a feminine thing, and why I'm walking like a girl. So in that way, I started observing people actually. So whenever I look into mirror, no, so I used to feel like it's not myself. I literally feel like whenever I used to wear my sister dress, so I was so happy. So in that way, I was seeing the difference in my body, you know. Mm-hmm. So when I was in the 8th standard, I met one our community people, and they've told like, this life is very bad. Like in that way, they have told, like, you know, right? Like in the society, mm-hmm. Transgender means like only begging and prostitution. So in that way, I got confused. If I tell this to my parents or anyone, even they'll think the same way. Like transgender means like they do only this much. So in that way, my family name will spoil, and so many other problems will come. My mom will get into depression. In that way, I started being quiet, you know. I was hiding myself every day. So I used to feel like, okay, I need to complete my education first. Then once I settle in my life, I can tell this through my family. So in that way, I made a decision. And after my till 10th, so I was very good in drawing and other things. So we are from a very poor background. So it's not like I came in a very rich background. So, I told my mother, like, I'll go to Bangalore and I'll do the part-time job and I'll continue my education. So, after that, I came to Bangalore and I did my BBA Bachelor of Vishlag. It's a fine art course. In fine arts, they teach, like, everything, like, from, like, all kind of art, like, mural, like clay modeling, so many things. Then that way I completed my education and animation. Then I started working as a web designer. Then I started my own company, Insight Events. Then I came into tattoos. I learned tattoos. Then there was a question mark. They started, you know, why I'm hiding myself? Because I have all the talent. So whenever I look into people, no. So I was literally like every day I was feeling like it's not myself. So then I took a decision. So I called my family to Bangalore and I did a beauty parlor for my sister. And my mom has so much of potential. In that way, I started a restaurant for her. Then then I told her, like, this is my, I told to my sister first. I told her that, like, no, this is not me. I want to change myself into, like, a transformation. I'm a transgender. Like, I just told her. Then she literally got shocked. Like, why are you saying this? Like, you did so much for us. So how come you are saying this? Okay. Then I told her that, no, it's not about now. Like, from when I was 7th, 8th standard, then only I got to know my identity. It's not like now, she was thinking in a bad way, like this black magic and other things. Then I told her, like, if you give us support, I'm sure, like, I'll be a role model for so many people. Okay? I just told her. And I showed the LGBTQIK, American, Satyameva Jayate. I've showed her. Then she understood and she started helping me. Then I came into modeling. I did so much of hard work for that. So I practiced a lot. And I started learning, like, how exactly we have to go through the hormonal process and surgery. So then I came into modeling. I won the Miss Trans Queen India 2019. Then I represented the country at Miss International Queen 2020. And after that, I'm getting so many opportunities in all the industries, like modeling, movies, well, so many. So this is my journey. Like, I'm just living my dreams now.
This is very beautiful, Neetu. Thank you for sharing this entire story with us. Neetu, you mentioned how you hesitated to talk to your family. And sadly enough, this is a struggle that a lot of people go through when they decide to come out. Would you like to discuss the role of friends and family in extending support while they are undergoing a period of, let's say, such realizations and decisions?
See, my suggestion for both, actually. So the parents and our community people also. So, like, what happened, like, even they should understand their feelings, you know. The parents has to understand. And if they gave us support and if they get the proper support, I'm sure, like, they will they'll get into the right path. And then they don't go to the gharana. And so many mess up things will happen. Like, parents are parents, and, you know, end up. So the education is the main path. So you have to complete the education for community people. So what happened, like, when we were in 8th or 9th standard, that hormone will increase, actually. So many things will happen inside. Like, when you are into, when you cross 18, 19, the body, like, so many things will change. No? That way, for our transgender people also go through so many things, you know. So they can't express their feelings. They can't talk to anyone. Because according to their body language, people will talk in a very bad way. So in that way, like, patience is the main key for the transformation, how exactly, day-by-day process it is. So it's not like one day you'll become beautiful. So when they go through the hormone thing, no, they have to be very patiently handle everything. Like, I do yoga every day. So yoga is the key for me. So when I do yoga, like, I get the vision, like, how exactly I have to handle the situation. So, and so many things, you know, I'm running a hotel, I'm running a beauty parlor and tattoo studio. There are so many workers under me. And it's, again, like, my transformation. So many challenges are there, but with the patience, with, like, vision only, we can do miracle. So parents should accept their kid and they should give a proper education and support. I'm sure, like, community people also will take in a very good way, and they will lead their happy life, you know, end up. And behavior also important. When you talk to a person, so that thing should be with a convey. It's not like, hey, like, our community people will do, no, sometimes. So it should not be like that. It's like a karma. Like, what you give, the things will come to you. So this is my message.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast.
That's very well said, Neetu. And I'm sure that you have done so much good for everyone and for yourself that you have already earned a lot of good karma for yourself and you'll be blessed with all the goodness in the world.
Yes, I believe in when the problems come, you know, we have to come through that and go through that and we should learn so many things and you need to come up with a life, you know. More of like, don't give up. Like, there are so many challenges will come, not only for our community, for everyone, problems will come. But the way we take it, the way we handle, that is only life end of the day. We have to enjoy this process. Then only the life will be beautiful for not only our community, for everyone.
That is such a beautiful thought, Neetu. And really, every time I talk to you, I feel so happy, so positive and so inspired just to listen to all the good things that you have to say. Neetu, you were also mentioning earlier that you're doing some movies and upcoming projects. Would you like to talk about some of the upcoming projects that you have taken and what is the process that you're going through?
It's a very learning process journey, you know. So I've learned so much in this journey. You know? What happened, like, I was into modeling. I was doing this Miss. I won the Miss Trans Pune India and I represented the country. Then when I came to Bangalore, the next question was like, what next? So I was getting so many works. Then I got the movie called Niguramon. So the director, she wrote the story according to my life, you know, like my body language, I mean. So in that way, like, she selected, she called, she asked, like, so we have chosen you as a heroine, the lead boy. Okay. Then I was not knowing acting. I never tried anywhere. Only I used to do belly dance and other things, you know. So what happened, like, when we were practicing, so that kid, like, she touched my feet and she started crying. You know, that on that time, like, I got the vibe, like, you know, like, I acted in a very smooth way and I remembered all the dialogue. And then I got to know the acting is like, it's not like you have to act. You have to go through that process. You have to get into the character. Then only you can give 100%. So in that way, I learned so many things and I came into Kannada industry. So the shooting finished. It's called Namaskara. The post-production work is going on. And I'm doing a Telugu movie also. It's called Jhansi and it's a web series. So it's a very good production and it will come on the Disney Hotstar.
That sounds huge and congratulations for all the projects that are lined up for you. I can't wait to see you on the screen. All the best.
What happened, like, I'm not a Telugu person, but still what I did is, I made a script and I wrote in Kannada and English. Then I practiced more and I gave my 100%. It's almost completed. So the last schedule is left. So it is a very nice process, you know. I learned so much in this journey and I'm enjoying it.
You're enjoying it and that's the beauty of it. The best part is that you are into so many things. And in fact, I would like to ask from you, what is your favorite part of the thing that you do? You have a tattoo studio, you run a restaurant, you also have a parlor, you are doing movies and web series and modeling, and you're also very social when it comes to, you know, attending pageants and beauty pageants and all that stuff. So what is the most, what is that thing that you enjoy the most out of all these things that you have created for yourself?
For me, like, each and every work is, like, important for me. You know, I give my 100%. Whenever I give, it's a click, small work, big work, I'll give my 100%. So that kind of a passion I have. So if I go to restaurant, so I like my mom's food and I handle all the management and other things. I love to talk to people. So I go to a tattoo studio. There the crowd is completely different. the tattoo people. Then they share their story, and whenever I do the tattoo, no, I feel like myself. So I used to dream this before, you know, before my transformation. I used to dream like, okay, I want to be women, then I have to do the tattoo for my customers. So in that way, it happened, you know. So I'm enjoying this in everywhere. If I go to acting, if I go to beauty parlor, so beauty parlor like beauty, you know. So I always celebrate myself, you know, in each and every moment, wherever I'm. Like if I'm in the restaurant, if I'm in the tattoo studio, wherever, like I celebrate.
And I think that is the reason why all your business ventures are performing so well, and we cannot wait to see what next you're up to now. So thank you so much for talking to us, Neetu. And before we let you go, I would like to know from you, do you have any final words for our listeners today?
From my side, like I wanted to tell people that be yourself end of the day. And so don't behind something, you know. If you don't like, don't behind that. Like follow your passion first. And the problem will be there, that enjoy that process. Then only you learn so many things, and you can tell to people, you can be a role model for so many people. So that is only life end of the day. So do yoga and be calm, like make a big vision, and everyone will be like success in their life, 100%. They do this.
So beautiful. Thank you so much. It was lovely to talk to you, Neetu, and you said such beautiful
things. It's a pleasure. Thank you. Thanks so much.
With this, we come to the end of another heart-touching conversation in this series of Hear Me Out. I'm your host, Shruti, and we were talking to Miss Trans Queen India, Neetu Aris. Thanks for stopping by. Keep listening to Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe.